Hi, this is Karen Thomas with NaturallyHealingAutism.com, and I would like to share with you in this show about naturally losing weight, weight loss the healthy way. Many mothers talk about how their children on the autism spectrum or they themselves are having trouble losing weight, and this difficulty can be often due to combined factors, beginning with a diet high in sugars and starchy carbohydrates. But there are other factors that may be contributing as well that most people are completely unaware of. So I have a weight loss checklist. Healthy weight loss is a challenge for children on the autism spectrum because of a few different varying factors. And it's the same for us parents, but their systems are that much more sensitive. They may be eating what they believe to be a healthy diet and exercising, but still can't lose weight. So you start to wonder, well, what's going on? When this happens, I go through a mental checklist of 7 things. They are metabolic syndrome, liver congestion, thyroid imbalance, adrenal stress, candida or yeast, leptin resistance, and brain support. So the first one I talked about is metabolic syndrome. This is an imbalance in your metabolism. Blood sugar levels cannot stabilize, and it causes a myriad of other health problems. This imbalance can lead to type 2 diabetes. Metabolic syndrome is usually caused by a diet high in sugar and bad fats, such as the corn flour, or corn oil, safflower, sunflower, peanut, canola, and soybean oils. Those are all the bad ones. And this can all be inherited in utero from a mother's eating habits. So it should be noted that monosodium glutamate, or MSG, the flavor enhancer that is added to many foods, is toxic to the brain and contributes greatly to obesity. And in my studies and my research, and especially if you've read my book, Naturally Healing Autism, you'll know that I go into this in depth because it also creates a lot of anger in an individual. So monosodium glutamate, again, just stay away from it. And the same is true for the artificial sweetener aspartame, which is found in many food and beverage items that are labeled as diet. When the body has multiple toxins to remove, the liver becomes congested. So one of the components of omega-3 fatty acids is DHA. It reduces the risk of metabolic syndrome. DHA reverses insulin resistance, is known to reduce stomach fat, decreases inflammation, which is a big issue for our kids. Their gut and their brain are really inflamed. We want to reduce that. Omega-3 fatty acids are absolutely key. They are a necessary component for brain health. The next thing I'd like to talk about is liver congestion. Most children on the autism spectrum are born with a congested liver, and most adults have one as well. If the liver cannot remove toxins quickly enough, it cannot do its job of helping to remove excess hormones and keep the hormones in balance. And hormone levels are balanced by the liver. So the amount of hormone issues a person has often correlates to the health of their liver. I know, surprising. A lot of people don't know that one at all. Insulin is a hormone. Insulin allows our body's cells to absorb glucose or sugar from our blood. But when glucose also stops the body from using fat as energy. So a congested liver and fat deposits around this organ cause the liver to become insulin resistant. This causes the body to produce more glucose, raises blood sugar levels, and further increases insulin resistance. To further aggravate that situation, once all the sugar stores are used up from the liver, your cells begin to break down protein from your muscles and bones to burn as sugar. In this case, you must reverse the process and retrain your body to burn fat. The next thing, number 3 here on my list, is adrenal stress and then thyroid imbalance as well. The vicious glucose cycle triggers the stress response in the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands release the 2 stress hormones, adrenaline and cortisol. And they release these hormones, when they do this, they trigger a spike in blood sugar, and eventually it trains your body to continue burning sugar instead of fat. This constant stress response overworks the adrenal glands and causes extreme fatigue. Eating sugar also triggers the stress response. Weak adrenals lead to a poor functioning thyroid gland, which also reduces the body's ability to lose weight. The right fats are important. So knowing that today's modern diet and in general medical opinion is that eating less fat and eating more carbohydrates has caused an epidemic in obesity and diabetes. Our bodies need fat, but it must be the right kind of fat. Some good healthy fats are olive oil, avocado, and coconut oil. Remember that carbohydrates turn to sugar in the body. This is often seen as belly fat or fat around the waist or midline. The real health problem in that case is that there is fat depositing itself around your internal organs and arteries that go to your heart. Next, we have candida issues. A lot of parents of children on the autism spectrum are aware of candida and yeast issues. This one's a biggie. It's got to be cleared out. And again, on my website, naturallyhealingautism.com, I have multiple posts on my blog that I've written about candida to give you a lot more information. But generally, candida albicans, commonly known as yeast, can become overgrown in the gut. And when this happens, it not only affects the health of the gut, immune system, and the brain, but it also affects our blood sugar. We'll crave carbohydrates and sugar because candida uses it as a food supply. So candida also causes the gut to leak and allows for undigested food particles to enter the bloodstream, causing inflammation and food allergies. Yes, it causes us a lot more problems than we even realize. Enzyme production decreases and bloating increases. This all triggers an immune response that alerts the adrenals to affect their own stress response. Worse is that because the lining of the gut is damaged, it is not properly absorbing vital nutrients from the foods we eat. We then become malnourished, even though we're eating, and we remain hungry because our body and brain are starving for nutrition. Leptin issues. This is a big one that people really aren't aware of. You've got to switch this leptin. Leptin is it's the main hormone that regulates both appetite and weight loss by telling your brain when to eat and how much to eat. Mainly, it tells your body when to burn fat and when not to. So when leptin sensitivity is balanced, you'll stop storing excess fat, control hunger, food cravings, and lose weight normally and naturally. Cutting down on calories when this is in effect, when you're at leptin resistance, is an actual diet of long-term self-defeat. It tells our bodies we're starving and further imbalances leptin, keeping us fat. Yes, so you don't have to starve yourself. That's probably refreshing news. It's it's the other way around. And I'll go into some of the best ways to treat these in just a moment here. Sugar is a problem. Of course, we all know that, but we're not meant to use sugar as our primary fuel. It comes from a triggered stress response that causes our fat-burning hormone, leptin, to become imbalanced. Leptin is produced by your fat cells, and you can become resistant to it over time. The sugar can be put into a stress response from factors such as improper diet, inflammation, food allergies, stressful environmental factors, toxins, or a brain imbalance that triggers ongoing anxiety. When this happens, adrenaline is released and it contracts the blood vessels, which deplete the cells of water, sugar, and much needed nutrients. A lack of nutrients causes a feeling of excessive hunger. This signaling to the brain comes from the hormone leptin. Now, brain support is another factor. Serotonin is the king of neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are brain messengers. What serotonin specifically does, among many things, is helps regulate mood, sleep, and the satiety of appetite. So when you just can't seem to get full, you're eating, not only is it probably that you're eating the wrong foods, but you may be deficient in serotonin. It's commonly depleted in many individuals, especially children on the autism spectrum. And serotonin's receptors are in the gut. If the digestive tract is unhealthy, then these receptors can't provide enough serotonin to the brain. This causes trouble with sleep, mood swings, and an appetite that is insatiable. Anxiety is common with an unhealthy gut due to a disturbance in a system known as GABA. The safe amino acid GABA, which is a supplement that you can take, can also be taken to assist with the anxiety while your gut is healing or thereafter. It's a safe product, and it can be purchased at just about any health food store and many, many places online. So other things that you can do, you can eat plenty of food. You just have to eat the right ones in the right combinations, such as protein sources in moderation combined with lots of good fats. You want to eat the good fats with your protein sources. It combines, and it actually, the good fats help us lose weight. As odd as that is to many of us to believe, that it's got to be the good fats and non-starchy vegetables. Again, those good fats, in case you forgot, avocado, olive oil, coconut oil, and nuts. Nuts are great. They're a combination naturally of protein and fat in one food. I carry almonds around with me in my purse all the time just so I've got them. They're great to keep your blood sugar balanced as well. Not peanuts, though. Peanuts are not a nut, and they carry a lot of mold, so really stay away from peanuts. But almost all other nuts are good. There is, on my website, naturallyhealingautism.com, you can also get a free gut healing diet that may be helpful to you as well. Foods you can eat, foods to avoid. And this is all in my book, Naturally Healing Autism, as well. It takes about 21 days to rebalance your leptin levels. But after this time, you can eat foods that are not on that specific diet, but within moderation. You know, if you tip the scales too far, then it takes maybe a couple of days, if you're really good, for a couple of days to kind of bring it back if you don't let yourself go too far in the other direction. Some meal examples are eggs with avocado or chicken with a green salad and olive oil. You can add nuts to anything. Maintain a reduction or elimination of bad starchy carbohydrates like cereal, cookies, crackers, pasta. Sugars, bad fats, monosodium glutamate, any sugar substitutes such as aspartame and sucralose, those are just bad news. Stay away from them. They're not going to help you lose weight. They're actually going to harm you, and they're toxic to your brain as well as your body. And as you detoxify, it'll be important to support your liver. And I like to use milk thistle. I also have a product you'll find on my website. It's called Liver Life by Bioray. I really like that as well. It's a liquid form, so it's easy to give to kids, and it's also great for very, very sensitive individuals. Do not follow the guidelines on the bottle for how much to give. You want a muscle test, and you can go onto YouTube and just, or Google in Karen Thomas on YouTube, muscle testing for dosages, and find out what I'm talking about is how to find out how much you need to start with as far as a dosage level for Liver Life, because you're detoxifying the liver and then you're supporting the liver to get stronger, but you don't want to do too much too quickly. That's really the case with anything. If fatigue or hair loss or cold hands and feet and weight gain are concerns, then you really should have your thyroid levels tested by your healthcare practitioner. There's a really great simple saliva adrenal test that is extremely helpful too. It can be done through your natural healthcare practitioner. The company Diagnostics has a great test, and most natural practitioners carry this test in their office. They give it to you, you take it home, and it's just a collection of saliva at four specific time intervals during one day, because our adrenal levels shift. So you don't want to just do one blood test or one test at one time of the day, because it won't give you your varying factors and you can end up with false results. So I really like the Diagnostics adrenal saliva test also measures your level of gliadin or gluten tolerance. And they've added this in to that test to just automatically be done with it, because gluten has become such a big issue that if your body is fighting food allergies and you don't know it, then your adrenals are getting overtaxed, and that is a great factor in why you might have some adrenal weakness as well and adrenal fatigue. You want to ask your practitioner about taking the supplement 5-HTP to build serotonin levels. This is a great supplement. It's natural. It bypasses the liver, and it really helps to naturally build serotonin. You can also take magnesium daily. We all need it. It's needed for over 300 enzymatic reactions in the body. I go into length about magnesium in my book, Naturally Healing Autism, because it's so important and most of us are deficient in it. But also for weight loss, if you're deficient in magnesium, it can cause leptin and insulin resistance. So it's two other great reasons to take it. The product chromium picolinate is a mineral that's helpful in balancing blood sugar levels, reducing hunger cravings, and it improves the metabolism of carbohydrates, which can also be another issue with children on the autism spectrum. They will often have just an inadequate absorption or metabolism of carbohydrates in their body. So chromium picolinate can help with that as well. And it can be extremely helpful with sugar cravings. Ubiquinol is the active form of CoQ10, which is another natural supplement. It decreases blood glucose levels by over 30%. It increases metabolism, increases energy, and it's an antioxidant. It increases the level of glutathione inside the cells also, and glutathione is the master antioxidant. And most of our kids and even ourselves are often deficient in that, especially if our system has been battling any type of inflammation or food allergies or has poor detoxification. We all kind of end up needing to get a boost in glutathione. And there's a natural supplement. I put a liquid form of one that's very, very high quality on my website that you can look at as well. And that website is naturallyhealingautism.com. And then zinc, lastly, also helps to stabilize insulin and is great for heavy metal detoxification, which we will go into in depth in another show. And I've got a lot of that great information in my book and on my website as well. And I look forward to our next meeting together and wish you a very, very happy new year and safe and healthy one as well. Thank you.